Becoming like God remedy, access the 99%. Testing, testing. One of the puzzling part of being human, or even a human being, not that I actually know that, but I suspect, is that when things are not working, or not quite working, we don't know what question to ask. We actually don't know what is the problem, so we cannot ask an intelligent question. The trouble and therefore the solution is in the 99% of reality, the part is hidden from our view. Is it hidden from everybody's view? No. When you put together all the people of present and past, only 90% of reality is not known. But individually we have 99% of reality hidden from us. This is when others can be extremely useful to us. Of course, if you consider yourself smart, an authority, an expert, you don't want anyone to know that you have a question. You are inauthentic, and it hinders you. No matter when, no matter how much you know, it is still just 1% bummer, eh? This could be the secret in masterminds, collaborations, and guidance. Books. When things are not working, there is something you don't know or don't see. Either because it is hiding, or because it is hidden. Hidden from your view. Rackets have a tendency of being shapeshifters. So they are hiding. Responsibility, your access to power is hidden. Hidden until you dig for it. They are, interestingly, two sides of the same coin. What? Yeah. The hiding side is still pretending, or allows you to pretend that you are the victim. That you are the victim of your own racket. As if the racket were an entity that can do SHT to you. And it does feel like that. I even call it a machine. And I even say the machine is not you, but it is all tricky. The machine is not you, it is yours. Your life is not you, but it's yours. Your thoughts are not you, but they are yours. Emotions, attitudes, actions, even results. Ditto. So it is really important to be able to tell the difference between you and yours. And that is the key to the other side of the coin, a hidden side. Unless you have your baby genes deactivated and your responsibility gene turned on, you can't see it. You can't see that the things that are yours to manage, yours to do, yours to use. One of my students has a real issue wrapping his mind around the idea, work with what you have. It seems that modern humans look for what they think they need outside of themselves. Disowning what they actually have. You have a lot more than you admit having. While your baby/entitlement genes were on, it was beneficial to pretend that you have nothing. You were triggering the people around you to wipe your ass, so to say. After I adjust your DNA, you need to find and cherish what you have, and stop looking to others to dig out your potato from the fire. It's a big change needing a big shift. If you have a number 2 in your soul correction, either the first or the second digit, you especially have a big issue with giving, you just want to receive. In my experience with people, the book says 2 is the number for cooperation and balance. So if I want to twist it like a pretzel, it almost always leans 2, do for me and give me. The opposite of cooperation and balance. We can safely say that the child gene is most demanding in people with a soul correction with a 2 in it. So if you are one of those people, even looking at what you can own is hard for you, challenging for you, because if you owned anything that you would, likely, signal to other people that you are not someone who needs to be taken care of. That you have enough to take care of yourself, and maybe, God forbid, take care of others too. Take care of business. Attention, energy, knowledge, power. All of that. That is where you'll be stuck the most. I had a soul correction workshop a few years ago, and it was good then. But now it is probably even better, because of these new insights about the genes, and my ability to adjust them. I am gearing up to testing the new delivery vehicle for the DNA adjustment. I am thinking to call the process, becoming like God. Why? Because God of the Hebrews was a creator. And the DNA adjustment confers that God-like ability to you. You don't have to believe in a creator to see that the idea of a creator and you becoming like that is like heaven on earth. When you can create what belongs to you through pulling the ownership to yourself we call responsibility, you are like God, you are powerful and you create. I am not saying you'll create things fully ready with just speaking. Money, husband, health. No. Not fully ready. You can create is with your actions. While you have also created your attitude. You will need to train yourself to unshackle yourself from the law of attraction thinking, the thinking that is purely built on the child/entitlement gene where you have no other power but hope, beg for, grovel for something or someone to provide for you. I am reading Yehuda Berg's Beyond Blame. It says that the child/entitlement gene is on by design. After all, according to the Kabbalah, the light created the vessel, the souls of humanity, to be a pure receiver of its gifts. So the original soul is only a receiver. But through infection the soul wants to be like its creator. The life-giving nature infected the souls with the impetus, the desire to give.
Yeah, but there is a fly in the ointment.
The souls are now in inner conflict. They were created to be a pure receiver, entitlement, but want to be a giver. And the inner struggle begins. This is what we call soul correction, by the way. When I look at people in history, big people, I have, thus far, only found a handful who had their entitlement gene off, and their responsibility gene on. Responsibility is the God gene. The energy of entitlement is stronger than the energy of the desire to give. To be powerful. To be a God. Is it right for me to futz and interfere in the original design? If the Kabbalistic interpretation of the world and humanity were 100% accurate, it isn't, they know, it would be more of the same. I would be playing God. And that is not right. But Kabbalah as a whole is only 60% accurate, that is very high, and about humanity and the soul it is only 10% accurate. So I feel okay adjusting your DNA so you can be a God yourself. The book, Beyond Blame, is 10% truth value. The author himself has both child genes on, his permission gene is off, and obviously by design his responsibility gene is also off. And yet it is somewhat useful. I am putting a link to the ebook here. It is a PDF. Download it here. Reiterating what is the biggest challenge in becoming like God, it is looking at what you have to work with. Or to work with what you have. All of society makes you focus on what you can buy, steal, borrow, instead of what you have. So it is new and uncomfortable. It is clearly visible in people's purchasing habits, how they consume and not consume what they buy. Always pining for something new, because they don't know or don't appreciate what they have. Sean D'Souza, one of the people I learned from, writes in his article, "People have tens of cookbooks in their library. We had one cookbook. I have one cookbook. My mother brought it to me in 1992. Instead of always going outside, for more, better, or different, I mine what I have deeper." But, to reach back to what I was saying in the beginning of this article, when things are not working or not working as well as I want them to, I always look behind the wall between my 1% and the 10%, maybe, occasionally, the 99%. I started to read the Beyond Blame book because I hope that some little aspect of responsibility that I cannot see on my own is there. And it was. The idea that responsibility gives you access to your God state is important, not mentioning the fact that it makes this whole process not just palatable, but desirable. And that is what I want. Palatable. Desirable. Something that you feel will lift you above all the other bozos out there. So from now on, the DNA adjustment is the becoming like God adjustment. And so is the process. Sweet, isn't it? Just a spoonful of sugar and the medicine goes down, the medicine goes down, the medicine goes down. Yeah. That's it. Love it. So what is the new delivery vehicle? I am going to test if it works. But in a spoonful. Here it is, I am going to infuse the energy that adjusts your DNA and gives you access, a doorway to becoming like God in water. And I'll bottle it and first send it to people to test it. Especially people who either have been adjusted but have a hard time to remain unentitled or people who haven't gotten adjusted. If you'd like to participate in this experiment, you can do so for the cost of it for me. The bottle, the envelope, the postage. $8 in the USA and Canada, $19 outside of North America. Blame the postage rates. Used as directed, the remedy lasts 30 days. If you use the responsibility questions frequently enough, you'll be on your way. You still have to do all the things you needed to do when I personally adjusted your DNA. Don't ask for it if you are not committed to becoming like God. I am designing a bottle label that looks good in black and white. I can't get to Kinko's, sorry. Get your Becoming Like God remedy www.yourvibration.com/buildremedy. Use the $10 off coupon code as testing. It is valid only for a limited number of applicants. After the fixed number of use, the price goes back to $10 plus shipping and handling. The remedy is enough for 30 days use. You use it as all my remedies. The bottles come with a squirt attachment. You squirt a little into your liquids. Water, tea, coffee, milk, soup, juice, smoothie. And consume it. You still have to do all the things that retrain your thinking and your behavior to godlike. It doesn't work without it. Some people will succeed to go all the way in 30 days. Other people will need a lot more practice and energy to keep their genes in the right position.